I've always had art as part of my life ever since I've been little. I had grandparents who liked to paint or just collect rocks and glue them to boxes, making stuff out of wood and painting them. So I sort of had inspiration and access to different ideas my whole life. And my family's always been very supportive of that. So that's sort of helped to get me on this journey, I guess. I didn't think I would have art as a career or part of a career, actually. My first real job was being a science teacher. And so I taught science for a few years. And when I moved up here, I taught science and art at LaPorte because it's a small school. And I did both for a few years until I got my art license. And then I was able to start teaching the elementary classes as well. So I've always been interested in sciences and art. And that is kind of an inspiration for a lot of my paintings that I do as well. A lot of my paintings are of fish, wildlife, lake scenes, and stuff that's inspired me basically my whole life.
Kari Townsend teaches K through 12th grade art in LaPorte, Minnesota. She is passionate about her family, her work, spending time exploring the North Woods, and she is passionate about painting. Her paintings are a form of abstract realism. While her subjects are most frequently outdoor scenes and nature-related elements, her use of bold electric colors and flowing organic lines create a vibrant, dreamlike quality that pulls a viewer inside the scene and conjures up positive emotions.
That sort of evolved in the last few years. I'm not really sure where the style came from, but it's sort of evolved from me wanting to paint realistically when I was younger, and I could never quite get it to look how I wanted to, right? I wasn't really happy with it. And I think just continuing to work and practice and then going back to school for art education and being around a lot of students and the kids sort of evolved into this really bright, sort of intense, vibrant colored artwork that I like. And I thought it'd maybe appeal to people who maybe needed to see the outdoors in a different way, and it would draw people in. And it's been a really cool journey because now I get stories from people who, like, the colors set off an emotion for them or a memory it triggers. And so I get a lot of really neat messages from people now that I've been posting and sharing my artwork. I get people from all over the country, Canada, sending me stories about their experience and how the art sort of triggers something for them in a good way. So that's really cool.
I had that same experience when I first saw your paintings, when I still see your paintings. Positive emotions are triggered, as are memories of times I've spent in the woods. I was reading that you often work from a photograph, and I was just wondering, when you look at a photograph, does your brain sort of switch it so that you can see how you're going to be using your flowing lines and colors when you actually look at the real photograph? Or what's that part of your process like?
The photograph, usually when I'm out somewhere, I know that I want to capture something from that moment. So I will see a certain color or a certain reflection, and I just know that I could make that into a painting and put the emotion with the color and the style in there that I'm hoping to portray. I have been starting out with a sketch because it does sort of help you to organize all of the ideas into a visually pleasing format, I guess you'd say. So I've been using a lot more colored pencils just to try out the ideas before I go into a bigger piece. I've also been working on smaller painting boards. So I started painting fish a couple of years ago, and now I'm getting into trout paintings because I've had a lot of people ask me to paint trout. So I started painting on these small little boards, mini versions of them, and then I could make it bigger if I wanted to. So it's sort of like a rough draft, you would say, but sometimes the rough drafts inspire something else, or sometimes they're just cool as they are. So
your use of color is so awesome. I was even just looking at a tree. So many colors are used in just the trunk of one of your trees. The way you use it and layer color, and it gives this lively vibrance. How did you come to that? Colors, you just use them in such a way that just, it's just alive.
Thanks. I love color, and I like color around me. The more I paint, the more I can just see the color coming to me. And a lot of it might be inspired by impressionism or post-impressionism with the dot painting, the pointillism style, where you have colors layered on colors with each other. And so that's been probably a good source of inspiration for me when I went back to art school. We really looked into that style a lot. And now it's just become a challenge, or sort of, you know, like a fun kind of relaxing thing for me, is how much color can I push into something, still making it look like the object, but yet trying to get the max amount of color into that object. And I do that with lots and lots of layers of paint. And that's something that's totally evolved also along with me along the way. I used to paint really thin and try and go realistic, and now it's completely changed to really thick paint. I mean, yeah, some of my paintings probably have 10, 12 or more layers of paint on them.
What kind of paints are you using?
I use acrylic right now. For a while, I used oil paints, and I really like them too. But I'm not very patient with my paintings. And so having to work with oils can sometimes take weeks or months to dry. And when my kids were younger, I just didn't want to have that kind of time commitment into the painting. So I switched over to acrylic paints. The fumes are a lot less toxic, and the cleanup and everything is just easier with acrylic paints.
When you go to art school, you dabble in a lot of different kinds of art, a lot of different mediums. What was it about painting that really resonates with you?
It's the color, and it's the way that it just sort of is an extension of, I guess, my mind. I can see it, and it just can come out the other end of my paintbrush. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with just being confident in what you're doing. And it's okay if other people don't like it. It just is something that sort of, if you find it relaxing, I think you should continue doing that. And that's been relaxing for me, yet challenging at the same time. And if it makes you happy, I feel like it's a good thing to keep doing, right?
Yeah. I'm talking with Kari Townsden. She is a painter of abstract realism. Her work is vibrant, it's lively, it's dreamy and electric. You can see it for yourself on her Instagram page. It is just joyful work that is drenched in color. The picture in the canoe, there's two people in a canoe. Mm-hmm. Was that a commission piece, or was that taken from one of your personal photos?
That piece was taken from one of my photos, and that's actually my brother-in-law and my nephew from Montana. We were up in the Boundary Waters this summer, and we were paddling through that rice to go fishing right at dark. And the sunset was bright pink and purple. And I knew that I would be probably painting something from that, because I just know when I see it that I have to paint it. So sometimes those images stay in my mind for months or years until I go back to them. And so that one came about probably about 6 months after the trip. Wow. I usually carry my camera or my cell phone camera with me when we're out camping or up in the Boundary Waters more than I am fishing or doing anything else. So that's part of my thing when I'm up there, is I'm taking lots of photos.
It's so crazy because, well, when you're out in the nature, yeah, we're all taken by the beauty of being out in the woods because it's overwhelming. But then I see an image that you've created from a photo, and it's like, it's the same thing, but it's totally different. It's almost like when you get a photo app and it just changes the whole look of the photo, but it's the same photo. It's fascinating. Yeah. It's so beautiful and cool.
Right. Yeah. And I And you have to find a balance too, because when you're out in nature, you don't want to be behind the lens. You don't want to be behind the camera the whole time. So I try to find a balance between enjoying the moment, being present in the moment, but also I want to capture a few of those moments so that I can bring them back, share them, use them as memories for us or to share with other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you figured out this style and that you're sharing it with the world. It is such a day brightener for me when I see your work, especially when it's kind of flat outside and white and gray. Just your work right. is so joyful to come across.
You. Yeah. When I was talking about painting and doing something like the lake scenes and the canoe scenes, some of those bigger pieces or those lake scenes, those it's interesting. And I've kind of noticed this pattern with my work is when I do the lake scenes, they take a certain amount of like concentration, and those are a little more challenging for me. They take a little more time. And so I'll work really hard on those on and off for maybe a week, 2 weeks, months. And either in between working on those or after I finish one of those, that's when I start to pop up these new little tiny paintings or these more whimsical type paintings, like the fish paintings that come after a really hard project for me, mm-hmm. more intense project. And then I've started doing these little paintings that are sort of inspirational because I found that they start to resonate with people, especially now when, you know, we're stuck at home, we're isolated, just things that are going on in the world right now. There's just little messages about being kind to yourself, being kind to others, take time to breathe, you know, have fun. Yeah. And don't forget about those things, because sometimes it's so easy to get wrapped up in, you know, online world and hearing what's going on in the news and stuff like that. So I find that's been really, it feels good to me to share those. And it also, I know I get feedback from other people that they like hearing those messages and they need those reminders. We all need those reminders every day.
Absolutely. The holidays are right around the corner. What's available and how can people get their hands on it? I just think buying work by a local artist is the best. We have to be intentional about our gift giving this year and support mm-hmm. our regional people. How do people get their hands on your work?
Thanks for asking. So I started a website for my artwork this spring, knowing that it was going to be really hard to go to art shows with the pandemic going on. So my art website is karitownstonart.com. And you can find prints and originals on there. And I have had a lot of requests for cards. So I have some greeting cards on there. They're in sets. And there's a canoe country series. And there's a up north series with some animals and some lake scenes in there as well. So you can go to karitownstonart.com to check that out. And I do have some work at The Peculiar Painter in Walker.
That's Kari Townsend. Again, her website is karitownstonart.com. You can also find her on Instagram. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio. My name is Katie Carter. Thanks for listening. And remember to shop local this holiday season. Support our local artists. We've got so many in this area, and the pandemic has affected their ability to market their wares like they normally would. There weren't art shows this summer. There aren't big arts and crafts fairs going on this fall. So find them online, shop online. You can find her at karitownstonart.com and on Instagram. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.